With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Most Americans agree democracy is on the ballot in November, but they disagree on the overall threat. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
An AP NORC poll shows that most Americans believe this year's presidential race will be crucial for the future of the country's democracy. Not surprisingly, given the political climate, voters see the threat differently based on their political views. Many Democrats continue to see Donald Trump as a threat to democracy after he tried to overturn the results of the 2020 election. But the poll findings also suggest that many of Trump's supporters agree with him that the Biden-Harris administration is the real threat. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Major changes on the way. If Donald Trump wins in November, he's putting immigration at the heart of his campaign, pushing Republicans toward an aggressive strategy of deporting millions of people who have come into the United States illegally, thanks to Joe Biden. Also at SRNnews.com, former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent says Richard Nixon was a fighter and would have preferred to fight back against the charges that forced him to step down in 1974.
I honestly think, A, he knew what the result was going to be, and B, he also was a patriot. And he knew that, he wasn't going to win, and it was going to hurt the country, so he quit.
How time flies. It was 50 years ago Friday when Mr. Nixon resigned. A Defense Department disagreement over how to bring to justice the accused mastermind of the 9/11 attacks and four others, throwing the cases into disarray. That disagreement has also surfaced the tension between the desire of some victims' families to see a legal reckoning and significant obstacles that could make that almost impossible. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans don't understand and don't like the First Amendment.
A new poll from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that 53% of adults believe the amendment goes, quote, too far. 47% say the amendment does not describe my thoughts at all. Most people associate the First Amendment with freedom of speech, when in fact it guarantees five freedoms, and the first one is the freedom of religion. It also protects freedom of assembly, freedom of petition, and freedom of the press. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge ruling Florida's transgender health care ban discriminates against state employees and violates their civil rights. Ruling says the state's ban violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which protects employees and job applicants from employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, and national origin. This is SRN News. Republicans say the nation's struggling economy will hinder Kamala Harris' prospects in November.
Conservative author Guy Benson argues that Harris is avoiding talking about the economy at all costs. After all, she cast a deciding vote on a Democrat bill that added trillions in new spending on the backs of working American taxpayers and drove up costs enough to force lifestyle changes on many families. Former President Trump sees connecting Harris to so-called Bidenomics as an effective strategy. He was quick to label this week's sell-off on Wall Street the Kamala crash. Bob Agnew reporting.
Union that represents train engineers saying Union Pacific holding back on its promise to make their schedules more predictable. Nation's largest railroad telling the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen Union that it's not getting enough work today out of its engineers. More details at SRNnews.com.